Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And I happen to have some serious spicy Vietnamese noodles and with some cilantro and all different kinds of things. And it had that heat that's interior in there. And what is one of the best things to have with spicy food? It's, ladies and gentlemen, a Riesling. So you got that Riesling, and I've got my Riesling. If you all know me, I'm a German Riesling guy. If I can have my German Riesling, I'm running toward that. I've grown up on Riesling, and then I just moved on to further other wines. So, which one did I have this week? Well, what I have this week is a German wine from the Saar region. That's the S-A-A-R. It's a 2015 Schaefer-Reinkard-Süssen. That's my little German coming out. My Schaefer-Reinkard-Süssen Riesling 2015. So, you know, this is a little old. It's about 4 years old. The good thing about these floral, fruity Riesling is because of the amount of sweet sugar that's still left in them, the sugar will go down, but the flavor usually stays. And I really love it to contrast with these spicy foods. So I really wanted to get into these, and I wanted this with the spicy dish that I had. So what is this one? So this one is really zesty. It's slicked with honey and the graphites. You know, I love the mineralist taste, the mineral taste that's inside of there. And it has like tangerine and peach type flavors. So I thought that I can just say, hey, look, let me see which one it is. It doesn't have heavy honey, though. The one that I normally have has a lot of infused honey. Well, not infused, but have that honey smell and honey taste. And, you know, nice, clear clarity. Oh, by the way, I had this chilled. So this is on a little on a cooler side. So I wanted a lot of the fresh and zesty sharpness in it. So I got it cooled a little bit. So let's get a whiff of it. I'll tell you what the aroma smells like. So I'm getting that zesty, and that's why I think they said zesty. You're getting that tangerine kind of zesty smell on that. Let me get one more. Yeah, tangerine. And it smells great. It's really, really tangerine. I don't know about the apricot, but it has that kind of sweet type of tangerine. So let's get a taste of it. So now you taste some of that honey on the back end. It's a little dry, semi-dry, which is surprising. Because most of the Riesling, you don't really get dry unless it's a Trocken. And it's hard to find Trocken in the United States. They don't import a lot of Trocken or dry Rieslings. But when you get them, that baby is so sweet and zesty and fruitful. Once you put it in your mouth, it's gone. And then you're going to turn around and you're going to be able to kind of like, you're done with it. And then you're going to keep drinking it. And then the freaking bottle is gone. But I love my Rieslings. I really love them. And this tangerine and honey, because I'm getting that tangerine or peach. You know, they didn't say peach, but I'm telling you, it's a little peach. I'm getting some peach out of that. Remember, if you want sweetness, you want to get that on the front of your tongue. You'll be able to get a lot of that sweetness up in there. So take that in consideration as well. Excellent. Excellent Riesling. Not one of the best, but a very good Riesling. And I really enjoyed the aspect of that. And this Susan, it looks like a Subin. You know what I mean? See it? Subin, but it said Susan. And it's a Riesling from the Mosel. I said, look at that. I said Sau. I was thinking Saarbrücken, but it's from the Mosel region. And this is 2016. And I'm mixing my numbers up. But it's a 2016. I know I drank a 2015. I must have had a 16 in stock because I drank these Riesling and sometimes I really don't review them. But this 2016 Susan, this is Stuttgart Reinkart, Schaefer Reinkart Susan Riesling. And it's a 2016, as you saw in the bottle, as opposed to what I'm keep saying. So, but thank you so much. This is a really good, refreshing Riesling. And as the weather gets up, this is something that's chilled and will go perfectly with a lot of good casual as well as with your spicy dishes that you have out. Well, that's all I got. This is Michael, your bougie black brother, urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on all your podcast downloads, or see what I'm drinking at Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, and you can check it out and go from there. That's all I have for this week, and I'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. See you later.